On today's episode, we talk about our stay at Lowe's Sapphire Falls Resort over Memorial Day weekend, as well as what Volcano Bay is like with the increase in capacity. This is episode 21 of the Capture the Magic Universal podcast. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Jamie Lee, and I'm joined by my husband, Mr. Jared Lee. Hello, Jared.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm a little tired, but I'm good. I took a four-year-old to a soccer pool party that kind of got rained
soccer
out.
Pool party.
Jamie's motion sickness was getting her, so
it's giving me problems.
I took her, and it was fun, except it was... It's Florida, so it's lightning a couple times. So I think they swam for about 10 minutes total, but had plenty of cupcakes and got a trophy and all that good stuff. So
fun is had by all.
Yes, she was very upset she couldn't swim more, but I think that there's more swimming tomorrow. So I think that was good.
Just what a four-year-old wants, right?
Yeah, granted, if it was 10 minutes or an hour, she would have had the same reaction. So,
sure.
But yeah, absolutely. So no. Good, but tired.
Well, that's good. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Donuts or churros?
Donuts.
Oh, you didn't have to think about that.
I didn't think that. Is that really a... Oh, is that a
break? It's just like, which one do you prefer?
I mean, churros are fine if they're okay. See, I think the thing with it is churros have a... There's a chance churros can be really stale and really hard and like not so good.
Mm-hmm.
Donuts, for the most part, are hard to mess up. I don't know.
Well, their shelf life is a little
true, but longer. You know, I don't know. I feel like I've had a bit more good donuts in my life from various places versus good churros.
Oh, okay. I asked because, you know, today we're recording this on Thursday, the June 10th, and that's the official opening of VelociCoaster. And they gave out free churros as people exited the ride today.
So they probably gave it to them when they're done versus when they're done. They were giving free churros?
Free churros. There's a stand that right there and they just held out. Here you go.
I mean, there's things that people could bribe me to do to ride a roller coaster, but I don't think free churros would do it. It might be like some sort of cash.
Like to pay
some amount waiting, just handing you bills as you leave. But well, which would you prefer, churros or donuts?
If the churro is really good, I would probably do a churro because, well, you know, what kind of donuts do I like?
Well, you like the like old fashioned, like
the cake donuts and stuff that really doesn't have a lot of stuff on top.
Right.
So I really like churros if they're done well, you know?
Right.
So it's just if.
So don't get them from Disney, basically.
Disney, they don't get the churros right. Universal churros are good. They do it much better.
The Disney ones are just inconsistent. Some of the Disney restaurants do churros well.
Mm-hmm. Like Nomad Lounge, I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know we had a good one at Three Bridges once that was really good. But in the parks, they're kind of iffy. But yeah.
Well, I think they were kind of churning them out as fast as they could in the line today.
I feel like people were just going to, they didn't need to be bribed to ride that ride.
They're not bribing them.
I know. It's just
good job riding the ride. here's a churro.
Yeah.
But since it opened today, it was crazy. Like there were a lot of things that were higher weights than VelociCoaster. So like, I think at one point Hagrid's was like 100 minute wait.
Yeah.
And VelociCoaster was 75.
Well, I've said before, VelociCoaster doesn't appeal. It's not really mass appeal. I mean, people
it's
like
intense.
Me, I don't ride. If that goes upside down, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in that boat that even if they do like roller coasters, for instance, you with motion sickness.
I
like,
am conflicted because I want to ride it.
But. Yeah. Like I think there's a segment of people that obviously want to ride it, but I don't think it has. Yeah. I'm not surprised to hear Hagrid's have more of a wait time than that one because I think more people would just do Hagrid's versus that.
And like water rides like Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
a River Adventure was high too, but again, it's also in Jurassic Park.
I can tell you one thing. Universal definitely at this point is doing better. Disney would not give you free food for riding one of their rides. I don't recall any time I've ridden I was there opening day for Mickey and Minnie's. Granted, I got to meet Josh D'Amaro. But we became best friends. But
besties. I don't know if Disney does it, but that was kind of cool that Universal did.
I wonder if Disney for Ratatouille, if they end up giving away French food.
I don't know.
Croissants.
I don't know. But earlier this morning, like when it first opened, when they first opened the ride, it got up to 4-hour wait.
Oh, I'm sure.
But then the rest of the day, it was like 2 hours or less.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't go early in the morning.
Well, didn't Hagrid's have like a 8-hour wait on its opening day or something like that?
Yeah.
And like it kept breaking down. Yeah, there's something like that.
Yeah. But I think because this is a little more intense and it goes upside down, like you said, it's a little more.
It's going to weed people out like me.
It's going to weed some people out, so.
I just peek over that fence. Yeah. I'm like, what's that thing do? I'm okay. I'm good. I'll pay for my churro and just enjoy it while I watch people
do that. Well, anyway, we're not just going to talk about Velocicoaster. We're going to talk about, you know, Sapphire Falls.
Yeah, we stayed there again.
Yeah, and we also went to Volcano Bay while we were staying at Sapphire Falls. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But first, we have to go through some housekeeping. First thing we want to mention is some of the shows on our network. We've got the Capture the Magic podcast, the main one, and that's where we talk about all the Disney things. This is our Universal show. We talk about all the Disney things on the main show, and that's every Thursday with Jared and I. And we've got Trip Tales. That's once a month. That's our trip report show that I do. And we'll have another one coming out at the end of June. We've got Distery. That's our exclusive Club 32 podcast that we do. We do that once a month as well. And that's basically like the past, present, and future of an attraction, a land, hotel, character, something. And speaking of Club 32, there's a lot of things you can do in Club 32. Like, we've got a lot of live streams, like in-park live streams we do when we were on, we're at Disney. We've got Cool Kids Kitchen we do once a month. We've got the Capture the Magic podcast live that we do before the episode. We chat with Club 32 members. We've got Club 32 Speakeasy. That's Jared. Jared just talks.
Usually hang on the back porch with a drink and just chill.
And cigar sometimes.
Sometimes.
We've got Marvel chats that we do. It depends on when we've got a show or something to talk about. But right now we're in the middle of Loki chats. We're going to start the first one on Saturday. Or I guess we already had the first one. So we'll do those as they come about. You can get 20% off all the CTM apparel. You get a private podcast feed, which is really cool. So you can go to ctmvip.com to sign up for to be in Club 32 member. And also don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review as always. And we want to mention our wonderful sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel.
Yeah, so if you're looking to go to Disney or Universal, or really anywhere, maybe cruises are popping back up, you can go to travelwithzip.com and there's a quick form there you can fill out, tell them what you're looking to do, and just any details you got about your trip, and they will get in contact with you, hook you up with an agent, and basically just help you plan a great trip at no cost to you. So you don't have to pay anything extra, and you get basically a free travel assistant that makes your life much easier. So again, go to travelwithzip.com, and if you book at least a 3-night package, we're going to give you some free goodies as well. So you're going to get a free t-shirt from us, you're going to get $10 in shop credit, and then Zip is also going to give you a package, or a gift, I shouldn't say package, a gift at your hotel when you get there. It'll be at the front desk for you, and you feel very important when they say you've got something at the front desk, and it's wrapped really nice. So again, go to travelwithzip.com.
Well, we do want to mention something before we start our main discussion, and that's a pretty big news item that came out this, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So what happened with face masks at Universal?
Essentially they said indoor, they got rid of their indoor face masks policy. It's optional at this point. So indoor and outdoor are optional. So at this point at the Universal, you don't have to wear a face mask indoor or outdoors.
Right.
Unless you want to.
And we'll talk about this more in our discussion here, but we kind of saw this a little bit already when we were staying there. We got the news that it was going to be changing like the next day after we checked out.
Yes.
But we did see quite a few people just already just not wearing masks wherever. So it was coming and yeah, it's kind of strange after seeing people with masks on inside for the last year.
You know? Well, it was interesting because Universal did this before Orange County actually came out, because Orange County came out last week and said you didn't need, or they changed the policy and said, you know, they hit some sort of threshold and that indoor masks were now optional. But they did this before, which was kind of interesting. So, still waiting to see what Disney will do. But Universal, yeah, they were the first one. Granted, Universal has been one of the first ones. They dropped the distancing first. They dropped the outdoor face mask first. And now they dropped this first. So they're I guess they're leading the charge on this end of things. Because I think Universal a lot of times get the wrap up, and they do. They wait and see what Disney does, and then they just follow suit with Disney, and then they don't really get any backlash. So in this case, they've been going sort of on their own.
Yeah.
Which is a little uncharacteristic, but, people seem to be, reacting to it positively.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. So, yeah, we just wanted to mention that to you guys. So let's go ahead and get to the main discussion. We're talking about Lowe's Sapphire Falls Resort. So tell me, Jared, where is this located?
Well, it's at Universal Studios.
It is.
It is across the street from Cabana Bay and right next to Aventura Hotel, which is not open as of yet.
It opens sometime this month. I can't remember the date, but it's pretty soon.
At least at this point, it's not open. And it's not far from Volcano Bay. So in that little area, you've got Cabana Bay, Volcano Bay, and then you've got this these two hotels here. You got Sapphire Falls and Aventura right next to each other.
And let's see, the three premier hotels opened first in the, it was Perfino, Hard Rock, and then Royal Pacific. And then Cabana Bay opened in 2014. And then the next one was Sapphire Falls, and that opened in 2016. So it's been around for a couple years. But it looks pretty brand new. I mean, like, I think so.
I've always enjoyed this hotel. I like the look and feel of it. It definitely feels new. Doesn't feel dated by any means. So
Do you want to talk about the theming then real quick, since we're
It's like a Caribbean theme,
like rum. All about like making rum is what I heard.
I could see that. It's a lot of blues and whites, a lot of like the lobby. I love this lobby. It's got these wide open windows in the back that, you know, it just gives a lot of, I'm the type of person, I just like windows and sunlight. It's got a lot of wood accents in there. And you've got the, obviously you've got the Strongwater Tavern next to it. But the feel of it, I enjoy it a lot. It's almost like Caribbean, but I guess it's almost like a modern take on Caribbean. Like, it doesn't have that, it's got a beach feel, but it doesn't have that like beach shack feel.
Right.
It's got like almost like an, if you're like in an upscale beach resort, it's kind of what it feels like.
But with the big waterfall in the back.
Yeah.
I think, you know, makes it a little more distinguishable too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's crazy. And like the stairs that go downstairs, it's like all covered in like rock.
That room's interesting. It's a really cool room. And at the bottom, there's like a cannon and barrels.
It's all about making rum. Like, that's what someone told me.
But I don't know where the cannon is there. I'm fine with the cannon. I would enjoy a cannon at the bottom of our stairs, but I don't know. I don't really know why it's there, but it looks cool. Yeah. But yeah, that whole little staircase is really interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if it fits the rest of the resort.
I think it does. I think it's to show you kind of like going down.
Is that supposed to be like where the rum is stored?
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be like you're on a ship?
I don't know. It feels very ship-like.
That's what I'm saying.
Area.
I don't really... I like it. I don't really know if it fits a Caribbean beach theme to have. But again, it's a cool little thing. If you're ever there, you should go, because it's just... It's interesting.
It is an interesting like way to theme it for sure.
Yeah.
So the night we stayed at Sapphire Falls, we checked in about 4? I want to say it was 4.
Yeah.
Because everybody was checking in at the same time. And there were no like luggage carts left. We had to wait a little bit before we grabbed one, but just like our other experiences with checking in, it took forever.
Universal takes a little longer. Yeah. I mean, they don't have magic bands where you can just go to the door and unlock it. So you got to do it this way, the way that they're set up. So when you're coming, if you're used to going to Disney in that process, this is a bit of a, I guess it would be a downside to it. Because it yeah. typically seems like, unless you're checking in anymore, your room's usually not ready until closer in, you know, in the afternoons nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it just happens to be a real downtime, you seem like you've got to wait a little bit to check in.
Yeah. Our room was ready right away. You know, you can do mobile ordering if you want. It kind of cuts out maybe one or two steps of the process, but you still have to go up to the counter and do the whole shebang thing and get your keys. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't really...
You said mobile order.
Mobile check-in.
Oh, okay. I was confused. Wow. I was like, what? Sorry. Wait, are we talking about food?
Nope, not talking about food. Talking about mobile check-in.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes a little bit more
sense. Food in my brain?
Maybe. Makes a little bit more sense.
Sorry about that. Yes, mobile check-in.
I was like, did I drink and we already skipped the other part? I'm sorry.
You do get an email like the night before you check in or you're supposed to arrive to the hotel, and you can do a few of the things online through that link that sends you, that's sent through your email. And you can put the names of everybody on the reservation. You can link up a credit card, put it on file, stuff like that. But you still have to go to the counter and go through the whole thing.
Right.
So it's okay.
Well, it's how most hotels are set up. I mean,
but I'm spoiled with Disney where right. I can literally be like, I'm here. Can I go to my room? Thanks.
Right. Outside of Disney, this is the process you're going to go through anywhere. Yeah. So in a way, it's basically just if you're used to Disney, this will seem like a hassle.
Yeah, that's true. So we got, everything. We went to our room after we got our luggage finally on the car, and we stayed in a king suite this time. And do you want to talk about the room?
Sadly, there was no throne in here. I was led to believe there might be a throne, but there was not. So this was essentially it's a one bedroom. So it was really spacious. So when you walk in, you go directly to your right, there is, you've got a sink, and I think it was just a sink and a toilet in there. And then you go, and there's like a door, then you go in there, that's the shower and another sink. And then you go through that other door, and then that's the bedroom on that one side. So if you keep going straight when you go walk into the room, you walk into the living area and you've got the refrigerator and everything like that. So it was very spacious. Mm-hmm. I would say it's a little bit bigger than the rooms like Surfside Inn with the one bedroom. They call it two bedroom, but one bedroom's there. I would say it's a little bit more room than those. But it was the same type of thing. You got a bedroom off to the side there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bland on the walls.
A little bit.
There wasn't, mm-hmm. considering the resort is so well themed, there wasn't much on the walls. Mm-hmm. So that was one thing. It seemed like we've talked about with Disney sometimes of it looked like a whole hospital room. It was just sort of like that. I don't even know if there was anything on the walls. I'm trying to think.
There may have been some things, but you're right. It was pretty plain.
Yeah, but so the couch in there would fold out into a bed.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of room for pack and play. Had a mm-hmm. TV. Had some chairs. Had a window.
The living area was very spacious.
It was.
It was. It yeah. was.
Had a desk in there. The fridge. I thought at first was a wine cooler thing or like a wine fridge, but it's a different type of fridge than you're used to seeing. It was like silver one, but the bedroom had a king size bed. A lot of space. It worked out well for us because the kids slept out into the living room and we had the bed, so it worked out pretty well.
I mean, obviously there's no full kitchen in the suites. No. And they don't have any full kitchens in this hotel.
Yeah.
So you're just gonna find the sink refrigerator combo. No microwave, no toaster, anything like that.
We brought our own toaster.
We're
those people.
That.
We bring our own toaster.
Yeah, and we travel. Do. We do have to do that.
Because our kids love bagels.
They love bagels.
And we're like, well, I guess we'll just bring a toaster.
I bought a cheap one that we just travel with. It works. The one thing I was going to mention was the location of these rooms are on they're all on a corner. Like this room category.
Yeah.
King suite is all in a corner. So that makes them more, more V-shaped than like a square.
Yeah, I think you could see that when the entrance, where you get it veers off to the right, or you go straight. It kind of had that little angle to it.
Yeah. And I do want to mention the shower.
It was a really nice shower.
A big shower.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice. That was like Riviera.
Yeah, it was a very shower. Like deep and yeah, it was a very nice shower.
I liked it. The room wasn't that big.
It wasn't. It was about size to fit the bed, and you probably had I don't know, 2 or 3 feet on all sides around it.
Mm-hmm.
But
now you could, okay, so it sleeps 4 technically, and you could obviously you'll have a fifth one if you have a baby or someone 3 and under or under 3. You could probably fit in a blow up mattress in here.
Oh, you could for sure.
I think there's plenty of room for that.
You could fit up like 2 blow up mattresses in there.
Yeah.
And you could put someone in the hallway if you wanted to.
It's true. But you know, it has just the one bathroom like Jared was talking about. And I feel like if you were staying here for, I don't know, 3 or 4 days, 5 days, you'd probably be pretty comfortable with the spacing if it was just like a family. You know,
yeah, I think the extra bedroom definitely gives you a little bit more.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're so on top of each other in here, which is always my complaint about if studios and you've got kids is, you know, for a couple of nights, no big deal. But if you're there for 4 nights, 5 nights, you know, by the end of that trip, you're probably gonna be like, I want to go home. Which not that you wouldn't here, but at least you have a little bit more.
Right.
You got your own space. It's a little bit, you know, you can kind of stretch out a little bit.
Yeah. Big pocket doors.
Mm-hmm.
Between the living room and the bedroom. So that was nice. Yeah, the only thing that I really didn't like about this room was that it did have carpet. I really enjoy not having carpet in a hotel room.
It doesn't bug me as much as it bugs you.
Carpet is gross.
Yeah, but in the hardwood stuff, though, you get all this, you feel it on your toes when you get stuff on the floor.
But that's the problem. I don't ever go barefoot.
Well, I don't either, but I'm just saying.
But it's just easier to clean the you know, the manufactured hardwood or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that was our room. And let's move on and talk about, you know, we already talked about the lobby a little bit. So let's go to the pool.
Okay.
So what do you think about the pool?
I really love this pool area. I think it's it's one of the better ones at Universal.
It's big. It's the biggest one, I think.
It's big. It's got a lot of seating. It's got the pool bar where you can get food and drinks. It's got the slide on it. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Our daughter is now into slide territory, so that has become my job to go down the slides with her. So I can tell you, this slide is, it's one of the better slides.
Oh, does it twist around?
Yeah, it goes pretty good. Yeah. It was so quick. In fact, when our daughter went down it, she, so I obviously went down first and I was like, okay, I'll catch you at the bottom. And she was down to the bottom, was going down head first, not on purpose. And the lifeguard was like, she needs to go. Like, I don't think it was on purpose, my buddy, but I'll tell her. Because it was a little quicker than the one, the last one we did, which was at Portofino.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, pool area it's big. It's really well lit. Like, I love it at night. It's got a lot of seating mm-hmm. area. The one thing that is, and I don't know if this is at all the pool bars at Universal, but you do have to watch it, is if you do go to drink or even food here at the pool bar, they're going to automatically charge you an 18% gratuity. Like,
oh,
automatically.
I don't think you mentioned this.
And they tell you that. And I remember that too. So, and that way you don't, I guess, tip them more, but it's like tax and that just right off the bat. So, yeah. That's something to keep in mind. We did get some food here. Got a pizza.
It's called Drum Club Canteen, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a pizza and then tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And
I got the street tacos.
Jamie did not finish those.
I didn't, because by the time I got them, they were cold. And the meat was like really tough.
Yeah, I mean, the pizza, it was okay. I think the pizza was around $10. The tacos, I believe, were $14 or $15. I got a drink. I think I had a beer. Everything combined with that was like $40.
Okay.
At the bar. So it's not the cheapest place.
It's not bad though. Not for a theme park.
It's not terrible. I'm just mm-hmm. saying, you know, the gratuity, you just got to watch that gratuity not to give it on top of that, because then you could end up paying more than you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was for, and you could, there was plenty of seating out there, so you could take it anywhere. They did have waiters and waitresses, but they were short-staffed, as most places are right now. So if you did it that way, you'd be waiting quite a bit for food and stuff.
And they do have a little tiny splash pad for kids. It's like very small.
Very small.
And we were only over there for like 5 or 10 minutes before the kids were bored. So then we went to the main pool, and I like how they set this pool up to where, okay, so when you enter in the pool from the middle, it's all, you know, zero entry, and then it goes deeper on both sides. Like it splits.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on both sides is a little bit deeper, and you can kind of like one side is a little deeper than the other. One's got the slide. But it was actually pretty cool. I mean, our son was just going back and forth, walking up, walking back.
Yes.
You know, so he could touch, but it was very interesting. Like this is the first time I had seen this pool. So I was impressed by it.
Well, there's also the zero entry at the other side too. So the zero entry.
Okay, I didn't see that side.
On
then.
That side, on the first, when you walk in, and that was actually a sand thing there. Oh, so you walk in the sand, and then it's zero entry there in the middle too. It wasn't toward the end. So
okay, I didn't see that side. Okay.
But yeah, it's a really cool pool. Like I said, it's got a good atmosphere to it. There's a little, it's almost like an under, like when you go to the slide, there's almost like an underground, or not underground, it looks like you're walking under a cave at one point to do Ooh. Something. So, this is one of those pools at night. I think it's even a better pool.
Yeah. It was almost dark by the time we left.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a good pool. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So to continue on talking about food here, you had mentioned Strongwater Tavern, which is the bar that's in the lobby.
Which is open.
It is open. It was closed last time we stayed here.
It was, yeah.
Jared attempted to go in here, but...
Well, you were in the room putting the kids to bed. I was going to get some drinks and take back to the room, but you had to be seated. It's like an actual mm-hmm. restaurant thing, so I couldn't get any like drinks to go.
But in like, what was the wait to even like sit down?
There was quite a few people. I think it was at least a 30-40 minute wait. Mm-hmm. There was quite a few people there. So
and there's like seating outside in the deck area. Like
yeah, it would really be really. Nice. It's a really yeah. I mean, it's a cool spot. I always felt like even when it was closed that would be a really cool place to just hang out.
Right.
Staying there.
If you didn't have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
They would have probably not been so chill. I mean,
they could have gone in.
No, they could have gone in. I'm just saying it wouldn't have been as relaxing. With,
what?
You know,
how dare you
in
say
general,
that.
Yes. Yeah.
So we didn't get to try that, unfortunately, but we did try the Amatista Cookhouse, which is downstairs. You go to that little spiral staircase, and tell us about Amatista.
I don't know if she was there. Didn't meet her. So this restaurant is actually, it's one of the. Like, I love the way this thing looks. It's very open. It's very much like the hotel. It's very open, got tall windows, a lot of glass. Like, looks-wise, I love this. One of the cooler mm-hmm. restaurants I've had in a theme park, I would say, in that category level, which is not, like, fine dining, but is, mm-hmm. you know, it's I'm not going to say Applebee's, but it's in that category, if you listen to the show. The cooking area is like in the open there. So it had, you know, the up top, it had the wood support beam looking things in there. So looks wise was really cool.
A lot of cool decor. Yeah.
Yeah. I really loved the way it looked. And you could have an outdoor area. You could sit outdoors. We were seated right by the window, which had a really cool view.
You see the waterfall like right next to us. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. And it wasn't busy. Now it started getting busier after we sat down, but it wasn't busy when we first got there.
Well, we had gone to Volcano Bay earlier that day, and we didn't get there until like 1:45.
Yeah,
it was 2, and so there were like maybe 2 or 3 other tables.
Yeah,
that was it, and the whole restaurant was pretty dead. And there's a lot of seating in there, and like the ceiling is really high.
Yeah,
there's that. But yeah, I like the plates that were like stacked all up there. That was pretty cool. The chandelier. It's very, very lots of woods.
A lot of accent woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very nice. So
yeah.
You want to talk about food?
Yeah. So the menu. So you've got your starters anywhere from, these go from $6 up to $13. Mm-hmm. They do have a rotisserie chicken for $20, which I wish I would have gotten because that sounded pretty good. And that's not a terrible deal. No. They did have burgers. I didn't get a burger this time, actually. I did not. Mm-hmm. Then they get the main courses anywhere from $18 to $39.
48.
Sorry, 48.
There's a filet mignon right there.
Excuse me. Yes. I didn't see that one. And then they have flatbreads, which are basically pizzas, which is what I got, which are $14. And they had some desserts as well. So I got the
Meat Lovers.
Yes, flatbread. Meat Lovers. This is chorizo sausage, pepperoni, ground beef, salami, and mozzarella cheese.
How'd you like that?
This is actually really good.
It was actually really good, yeah.
Flatbreads sometimes, you know, they call them flatbreads, but they are pizza, basically. But sometimes on these, they can be kind of scarce on toppings and be, you know, they don't, you know, it's not like getting like a normal pizza. But this had a ton of toppings. It was mm-hmm. it was flavorful. It was cooked just right. The crust was good. I feel like for $14, it was a good price. I mean, I feel like mm-hmm. you got a lot. It was a good size, too. So I feel like it was one of the better, you know, bang for your buck type of meals that they had.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then I got something off the appetizer menu. I got chicken wings. It's like sweet mango barbecue is what I got, and they were pretty good.
As wings go, they're about your basic wings. Yeah. The sauce is okay.
Yeah, $12 is how much they were. I really wasn't super hungry when we ate, so it was filling enough.
Yeah. You know? The thing about wings I can tell is you can tell with wings when they're, because the way they do wings is usually they're double fried. You can usually tell if they just were fried. These weren't just fried. I believe they were probably reheated or something at some point.
Oh, okay.
So they were good, but they have that, there's like a crisp to them that's just a little different.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's just something, but again, this is something to note. But they didn't taste bad or anything. It was just like, I noticed that.
Yeah. Okay. And then we got a bowl of fruit for our kids. And then our daughter, you know, she's so picky. So we bring food for her. But,
yes.
So it wasn't a bad meal. I mean, I have heard things of it not being as good. Like like the service could be slow and the menu wasn't as great, especially when it first opened, but it seemed fine. Our server was great.
Yeah. He was fine.
He was nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no complaints.
Maybe if we go back here sometime, I'll try a burger. They've got a char-grilled Black Angus, and then there's a, well, that's the only one I would try. There's a Beyond Burger and then an Island Fish Sandwich, so I would probably try the Black Angus burger.
You can get that rotisserie chicken.
You know, I thought about that, and yeah. I was just like, that's a whole chicken. Half a chicken.
And you get two sides. So
it's not a terrible, I mean, for $20, that's not terrible.
That's a really good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we might try it again.
Yeah, okay. Again, it's a really cool restaurant. Now, I don't know if this is a place, if you're not staying here, I don't know if I would recommend going out of your way to come over here.
Yeah.
But if you are staying here, it's a cool little spot.
Well, what's nice about it, and again, well, since we're right there, we'll talk about it, is that the water taxi, the boat launch, is right outside the doors.
Yes.
So you just walk to it and you're there, and that takes you directly to City Walk. So if you're at City Walk and you want to eat at Amatista, it's not a big deal to just get like in the boat and take the boat over, and then you're right there. So it's actually pretty easy.
Yeah.
I guess you'd have to really be in the mood for it. So.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I do love about this resort is the boat launch that goes into City Walk. I mean, the resorts at Universal that do this, where you go into that central part, and you're right in the middle of City Walk. It's so nice going in that way compared to the other way.
I'm a big fan of multiple forms of transportation.
Yes.
And so this hotel is in the cheapest category that has that.
Yeah.
So like Cabana Bay and Aventura, I guess technically you could use Sapphire Falls transportation. The Endless Summer Resorts, they're all just buses.
Right.
But Sapphire Falls and then the three big ones all have water transportation.
And
as well.
You could also walk as well if you wanted to.
You can also walk.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like 15-minute walk.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. So it's not terrible, but yeah. So we're going to move on from food because we didn't try the New Dutch Trading Company, which is like a grab-and-go area.
We've had it before. It was we had breakfast up there. It's solid. I mean, the breakfast food was really good. I remember the breakfast sandwiches were good.
Now,
like that.
It's not a Starbucks, but they have Starbucks coffee,
they
correct?
Say proudly serving Starbucks.
Okay.
But it's not technically a Starbucks.
Gotcha. That's what I thought. So, yeah. And then of course they have the obligatory Universal store, the gift shop.
Well, of course,
right off there.
Yeah.
And then, I was going to talk about, they have the walkway, you know, Jared mentioned Volcano Bay being really close. The walkway from the side, like kind of by the lobby, right in front of Aventura, and then just right down there. And you're, it's like literally a 5 minute walk.
Yeah.
It's super quick to mm-hmm. get to the Volcano Bay, like where you, the security, go through security to get there.
Yeah.
So we did use that this time.
We did. Yeah,
we did. So, okay. So, you know, we only stayed one night, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about Sapphire Falls as far as food, theming, room, transportation, all of that?
I am a big fan of this resort. I like the look and feel. I love the water launch, or the boat launch. I like the location. I think it's a really good location, especially going to Volcano Bay. You can walk right there.
Yeah.
And this is considered a moderate.
Yeah, I don't remember the word they use, but yeah, moderate.
It's basically a moderate. I would give it, in this category, you know, with the food options and the pool, I'm bordering 8 to 9.
Oh, okay.
What I'm bordering. I mean, it's again, you've got a lot of food. It's got a really cool... Again, I love the aesthetics of it. You know, I might say 8, because I wouldn't say Amatista's is amazing food.
Mm-hmm.
But it is food option. So mm-hmm. I'd say an 8.
Okay. Yeah, I give it a 7 or 8.
Okay.
I do enjoy this hotel. I like the openness of everything. I like the waterfall.
Yeah.
I know I've said this before, but I like the waterfall. I like the pool. The pool, thumbs up for the pool. Our room was spacious and great. I mean, we really didn't have any problems while we stayed there. The only thing was there were no sheets or bedding for the pullout couch in the living room. So we requested they bring some more up to us. And they ended up, I don't know, how many things did they bring up?
Well, I went to ask him about it, and they said they would bring them up, and that it would, again, they're understaffed, and she said mm-hmm. it would take about an hour, and I was like, okay. And yeah. So the one guy came to the door and brought, because I told her pillows also, and I'm guessing this went to separate orders, because he brought sheets, and I said, do you have pillows? And he was like, no, and I was like, okay. And then 20 minutes later, someone came with pillows, and then another 20 minutes later, somebody else came with more.
Like 4 pillows.
Yeah. So like, I think they definitely told them we wanted a lot of pillows or something. But but we got it. And there's a doorbell. I don't know all on all these, but at least in our suite, there was a doorbell.
Yeah.
But I guess the only thing I would say about the rooms is I do remember the studio regular rooms are a bit tight.
Yes, they are. That's why I chose to do
this. Right. And so I think that maybe I'll put it more on the scale of 8. And I remember before talking about this was a good resort. Like, if you want a staycation place or, like, especially couples, there's a ton of stuff here to do. Like, it'd be a fantastic staycation resort.
Yeah.
And it's not that, like, obviously our kids enjoy the pool and things like that. But that's what kind of strikes me. It would be a place I would be like, let's go here for a night or two and just relax.
Yeah. Yeah. Word.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So, so I gave it a 7. Jared gives it an 8. Really cool resort. We like it. So,
yeah.
Let's shift gears here. We're going to talk about Volcano Bay real quick. So, we went to Volcano Bay the morning we checked out, and we got there right around 9:30. Which, if you're a annual pass holder or you're staying on property, you get 30-minute early arrival or
early access. Earlier
entry. Yes.
Yeah.
So we did that, and it was pretty busy even when we got there, didn't you say?
Yeah, it was definitely busier than the last time we'd been there.
Yes.
Yeah.
This time we decided to grab just a like a picnic table with an umbrella instead of lounge chairs
in the kids area.
In the kids area, the Runamucka Reef or whatever it's called, and that was probably a good call because there's no relaxing when you go to any kind of water thing with children.
No, there's not, and this is where we spend most of our time anyway. So we might as well just lean into it. So that's where we set up shop in there.
Pretty much. So I was just gonna say, you want to talk about the kids area?
Yeah, we've talked about it before. It's basically any, I mean, as little as, you know, if they can, you know, they can't walk, they can walk around or whatever. Little kids love it. They've got splash area stuff, little slides all the way up to like a whole, there's an under, if you go underneath some stuff, there's a whole bunch of stuff that reacts to your, what do they call their bands that they give you? I can't remember.
Tapu Tapu.
Tapu Tapu. Mm-hmm. And you can make stuff like dance and splash and do stuff like that. And then they've got a whole, I guess we'll call it almost like a treehouse area where you can go up and there's other slides you can do. Big blue slide and mm-hmm. other slides in that area. So, and our daughter was doing those until a few times. She didn't get the concept of, and she was doing this on the other slides of staying on your back when you go down slides.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
She hit her head a few times on the slide because she would not get the concept. So there were some tears in the kids area.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I mean, basically probably up to, I would assume like 12 years old, probably, you know.
Yeah.
So it's got a wide age range in there.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. They enjoy that water play.
Baby Thor
sure.
still was not a big fan. He likes baths.
He liked it for a little bit.
He likes baths. He likes pools. But he didn't like the kids area too much.
He doesn't like when water splashes on him. He wants to do the splashing.
Yeah, he's my son. I don't like being splashed either.
But something I do want to mention is that with the rides at Volcano Bay, the height restrictions is set at either, there is no height restriction, 42 inches or 48 inches.
Yes.
So our daughter is 42 inches. Like she's right on the edge of it. So this time she was able to ride the Pongo racers.
Yeah.
And then the yellow one, which I can't remember the name of it, but it's like the matching. It basically does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that, doing that with her?
It was good. I didn't know how she would do, but it was. They go pretty fast. One of the kind of corkscrews at one point. I didn't know if mm-hmm. she'd be freaked out, but
as long as you're there.
Yeah. And what they do, because she couldn't fit through. I mean, she was so small, she would have gone through the bump. So basically, you put your feet forward, and she sat on my feet, is what. The ride. So it wasn't like a relaxing ride for me because I was trying to hold her up the whole time. We got to the end of it and I didn't know if she'd be freaked out and she immediately wanted to do it again. But it was, you had to use your Tapu Tapu because it was about a 20-minute wait. But yeah, she enjoyed it. So it was fun. I mean, it's a water slide. Go down and it's got some twists and turns and goes pretty quick. But
The double raft or tube.
Yeah.
So it's all connected, which is nice.
Yep.
So there's a couple of things she also did besides that. She did the Lazy River again, which, you know, it moves pretty good speed, I think.
She's okay with that. I don't know how most other kids are. She was pretty bored after about 5 minutes. She doesn't really get the whole concept of relaxing.
We tried Baby Thor on it, and the whole time he was just kind of like, I don't like it. I don't like this. So we got out. But she tried the Fearless River this time. And that's the fast river.
Yeah.
Where you have to, like, everybody has to have a life jacket on and it goes pretty fast. She actually really liked that.
That's good.
Because I was like, you have to hold on to me. You have to hold on to me. You know, and the fact that, like, you know, it's pushing you and you don't have to do anything.
Right.
She thought that was that was hilarious.
Yeah.
So that was pretty fun. That was pretty fun. But hopefully, you know, in the next couple of years we'll get to all do the family rides, the one that's like the four or six on each, the body slides, which 48 inches tall is the height restriction for that. Looks pretty intense.
Yeah, I don't know if she'll do that or not.
I don't know either.
I mean, we're making our way closer to most of the park. Obviously, we spend a lot of time in the wave pool because that's where she wants to go right off the bat. Eventually would like to do the Krakatau. Would like to do that at some point.
Yeah.
Still haven't got to do that one. But yeah, every time we go, we're doing
it. Oh, you mean the aqua coaster?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can. She's tall enough for it. It's just,
oh, she is.
It's just I just don't know if she's ready for that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It goes fast. It's just sometimes she's just not. You know what I mean? Sometimes she's iffy about things that go fast.
I'm aware of it. Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah. So we were only there for two and a half, three hours. And then we had to book it back, but it was pretty relaxing. But it is busier, and you need to get there early. That's all.
I would definitely get there early. Yeah.
Yeah, and we have yet to try the food or any drinks. At least I haven't.
We had food when we went last time before this trip. We got a pizza.
Did we?
We did.
I don't remember that. Yeah.
It was pretty good.
All right.
Yeah. There was, well, technically, flatbreads. Excuse me.
Okay.
But
Well, I didn't remember that, but okay.
We did.
I believe you. I believe you. Okay. But anyway, so we'll go back to Volcano Bay probably in a couple months. We probably won't go back during the summer just because it's a lot busier. May go back in the fall, maybe.
Okay.
Okay. But anyway, that is all we want to talk about today. Did you want to add anything about what we talked about?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know where you can find some good coffee at Volcano Bay? What should you bring?
I don't know if you can find good coffee at Volcano Bay.
No, what should you bring to Volcano Bay?
That's what I'm saying.
In your coffee cup.
You can brew your own coffee wherever you go, I'm sure. I don't know how to do it, but you probably could. And if you do that, you should get Expedition Roasters coffee because it's fantastic. And I don't know if it's a good segue or not. Anyways, yes, Expedition Roasters. If you enjoy subtly flavored coffees with really good beans, then you will like Expedition Roasters. So they just released the Ink and Paint, which is a birthday cake flavored coffee. They also have the new Groggy Joe, which is a coconut and dark rum, and then the peanut butter cup, which is the beans from outer space. That's the three that were released this year. They're all really good. If you get the sample pack, if you can get it, if it's in stock, get it because it goes out of stock pretty quick. But anyways, go to ctmexpedition.com. Using that link will automatically apply 15% off of your cart. You don't have to remember any promo codes and you'll just get the 15% off. So, ctmexpedition.com is the link. And it's fantastic coffee, and they're a good company, and it's good coffee. So go get you some.
There you go. Also, want to mention, check us out on the socials, Facebook. We are the Captured Magic Community Facebook group. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We are Cap the Magic everywhere except for TikTok, which we are Capture the Magic.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. So anytime we do go to Disney, I try to keep up with the stories and kind of update what we're doing, what you guys can see and all that stuff. So,
You do it when we go to Universal.
Please follow us on there.
And we go to Universal too.
Yeah. Did I just say Disney?
You just said Disney.
Okay. Disney and Universal. Yeah. Sorry. I do it both, but I promise. So follow us on there. And then of course, join our Club 32, ctmvip.com to sign up for that.
So. It's the coolest place to be on the internet.
It really is.
That's what I hear. Anyways. Don't forget also, ctm.show is the website. If you want to go there, you can check out the shirts at ctmshirts.com as well. And again, if you're a Club 32 member, you get 20% off all the apparel all the time.
All the time.
You get the best discounts ever. So
nice. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening or watching today. Thank you, Jared, as always, for being here.
You're quite welcome.
And as I always like to say, we will see you in the parks.
Bye.